"Certainly," cried little Hans. "I take it quite as a compliment your coming to me, and I will start off at once. But you must lend me your lantern, as the night is so dark that I am afraid I might fall into the ditch."
"I am very sorry," answered the miller, "but it is my new lantern, and it would be a great loss to me if anything happened to it."
"Well, never mind, I will do without it," cried little Hans. And he took down his great fur coat and his warm scarlet cap and tied a muffler round his throat and started off. What a dreadful storm it was! The night was so black that little Hans could hardly see, and the wind was so strong that he could scarcely stand. However, he was very courageous, and after he had been walking about 3 hours, he arrived at the doctor's house and knocked at the door.
"Who is there?"
cried the doctor, putting his head out of the bedroom window.
"Little Hans, doctor."
"What do you want, little Hans?"
"The miller's son has fallen from a ladder and has hurt himself, and the miller wants you to come at once."
"All right," said the doctor.
And he ordered his horse and his big boots and his lantern, and came downstairs and rode off in the direction of the miller's house, little Hans trudging behind him. But the storm grew worse and worse, and the rain fell in torrents, and little Hans could not see where he was going or keep up with the horse. At last he lost his way and wandered off on the moor, which was a very dangerous place, as it was full of deep holes, and there poor little Hans was drowned. His body was found the next day by some goatherds, floating in a great pool of water, and was brought back by them to the cottage.